540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An extreme heat warning remains in effect until 7 tonight. It's dangerous heat now and possible storms later in the week. Heat index values could reach 107 degrees again today. There are growing chances for thunderstorms later today and into the holiday weekend, with some storms possibly turning strong. Officials say timing is still uncertain. People are urged to stay cool, drink water, and to check on others. If you need to find a cooling center near you, call 211. The latest coming up in the forecast. A weekend immigration operation is drawing strong reaction in Milwaukee, where officials question how federal agents carried out arrests. ICE says 39 people were taken into custody statewide, including in Milwaukee. They claim many had prior convictions. Local leaders say agents used city and county property without approval and may have violated local policies. Community groups report dozens of arrests in and around Milwaukee and say fear is spreading among families. Federal officials say all detainees will go through the legal process. The Bruce City is leading in brain research. The Medical College of Wisconsin is leading a new national study aimed at better treating veterans and first responders with mild traumatic brain injury. The four-year trial will look at whether a three-week outpatient rehab program can improve symptoms like memory loss, dizziness, and concentration problems. Officials say the research could help shape future care for people with brain injuries far beyond the military. The project is backed by a $7.5 million investment. If you hear loud jets over Milwaukee tonight, it's likely part of a planned flyover for the Brewers game. The Wisconsin Air National Guard says four F-35s will pass over American Family Field before first pitch. The flyover is tied to the team's 250th anniversary of America Night. It's expected to happen at around 7. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. Three people were hospitalized in Grand Chute yesterday when a van smashed into a building. Grand Chute police say just before 4 p.m., a minivan crashed through the front entrance of Matthews Tire on College Avenue. Authorities haven't released the cause of the crash or condition of those injured, but say they'll share that information as the investigation continues. Nearly two dozen buildings on the University of Wisconsin-Madison campus are temporarily closing due to air conditioning issues. Vice Chancellor for Finance and Administration Robert Kramer says a broken chilled water line significantly reduced the university's ability to cool certain buildings down. Crews are working to install about 30 temporary chillers across campus until a permanent line can be installed, which is expected to take at least a month. University leaders say campus will stay open for classes and work, with some buildings set to have an increase in temperature to ensure other facilities are prioritized. As we get through day two of extreme heat warnings, safety experts are offering some tips on how to stay safe. They say never leave a child or pet in a locked car in this kind of heat, even with the windows open. Authorities say children and pets are especially vulnerable, and temperatures inside a car can become deadly in a matter of minutes. They say don't wait. If you see a child or a pet inside a locked car right now, call 911 immediately. Energy experts say there are ways to keep your home cooler, too. They recommend keeping shades and blinds closed during the day to block out sun, and only use fans and air conditioning in rooms where you spend the most time. It also helps to wait until closer to sundown, they say, to run heat-generating appliances like your stove, dishwasher, or washer and dryer. 4th of July road trips in Wisconsin remain highly popular, even as drivers face peak summer fuel costs. Civic Media's Melissa Kay takes a look at what you can expect to pay at the pump.
Average gas prices fell 8.7 cents per gallon over the last week, the average landing at $3.63 on Monday. This is 57.8 cents per gallon lower than a month ago, but 66.7 cents higher than this time last year. Average prices are at the lowest level since mid-March. That's according to officials at GasBuddy. The U.S. and Iran traded attacks towards the end of the week. However, hostilities halted just in time Sunday, preventing what could have been a significant spike in oil prices. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Though the situation is anything but predictable, GasBuddy officials anticipate the national average to continue drifting lower this week. As we look forward to those holiday weekend road trips, many Wisconsinites will be hitting the water. The Wisconsin DNR is reminding people that keeping lakes clean starts with a few simple steps. During the Great Lakes Landing Blitz, workers will be at boat launches statewide to talk with visitors about stopping invasive species. The message is straightforward: inspect gear, remove plants, and drain all water before leaving. Officials say following these rules helps protect Wisconsin's waters and keeps them healthy for everyone. Wisconsin dairy farms could soon get more help finding workers, but only for short-term needs. New federal guidance now allows some dairy operations to use the H-2A migrant worker program if they can show the work is seasonal. Farm Bureau leaders say that's a step forward, though it does not solve the bigger issue of year-round labor. The program has grown quickly in Wisconsin. Dairy farmers are expected to use it on a limited basis as they adjust to the new rules. 4th of July road trips in Wisconsin remain highly popular, even as drivers face peak summer fuel costs. Civic Media's Melissa Kay takes a look at what you can expect to pay at the pump.
Average gas prices fell 8.7 cents per gallon over the last week, the average landing at $3.63 on Monday. This is 57.8 cents per gallon lower than a month ago, but 66.7 cents higher than this time last year. Average prices are at the lowest level since mid-March. That's according to officials at GasBuddy. The U.S. and Iran traded attacks towards the end of the week. However, hostilities halted just in time Sunday, preventing what could have been a significant spike in oil prices. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Though the situation is anything but predictable, GasBuddy officials anticipate the national average to continue drifting lower this week. As we look forward to those holiday weekend road trips, many Wisconsinites will be hitting the water. The Wisconsin DNR is reminding people that keeping lakes clean starts with a few simple steps. During the Great Lakes Landing Blitz, workers will be at boat launches statewide to talk with visitors about stopping invasive species. The message is straightforward: inspect gear, remove plants, and drain all water before leaving. Officials say following these rules helps protect Wisconsin's waters and keeps them healthy for everyone. Wisconsin dairy farms could soon get more help finding workers, but only for short-term needs. New federal guidance now allows some dairy operations to use the H-2A migrant worker program if they can show the work is seasonal. Farm Bureau leaders say that's a step forward, though it does not solve the bigger issue of year-round labor. The program has grown quickly in Wisconsin. Dairy farmers are expected to use it on a limited basis as they adjust to the new rules. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The Brewers go for a series win.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 3 of the Brewers and Reds 4-game series tonight in Milwaukee. The crew with a 7-2 win last night, hitting 5 singles in a row during a 4-run rally against the Reds' Rhett Lauder. Manager Terry Francona asked, did it feel like death by paper cuts?
Kind of took the words right out of my mouth. That's exactly, they hit a couple balls really hard and they hit a lot of singles, and I'm not taking anything away from what they do. They put the ball in play. They hit the ball the other way. You've heard me say it a million times. You're going to get rewarded for that. And they run.
Sal Frelick with the go-ahead RBI single in the fourth.
Yeah, great inning. I think we kind of said before the game off louder there, just take your singles. Be aggressive. Just require almost like death by paper cuts.
In Badgers news, Wisconsin in talks with Sean Eichhorst as their next athletic director. Eichhorst from Lone Rock, Wisconsin, has worked for Nebraska, Miami, and was once an assistant to Barry Alvarez at Wisconsin with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a hot, humid one today. Mostly sunny, high of 95 with a heat index 100 to 105 today. Tonight, 75. Tomorrow, sunny in the morning. Thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. It's going to be muggy again with a high of 95. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.